Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Happy Monday! Woo! It is caffeine o'clock, kids. I am on my second cold brew already, and in a Christmas mug in July. It's Christmas in July, folks. Except, is it still June? Is it? No, it's July. It's July. I don't even know what day it is. It's that summertime. You know, what is it with the summers where we think like, we're just going to have all this time and just relax. I'm going to read a book. Like, there's no reading. Like, everyone that asks me, like, what are you doing this summer? I'm like, not really anything. Like, I really don't have anything going on. We should plan a dinner. And they're like, well, what about next Thursday? And I'm like, oh, gosh, well, next Thursday I'm moving. And then I go straight into like a trip then. And then when I get back from that trip, I have to pack for my next trip the next day because we got this and then we got the wedding and like, and then I have like a vacation and then I have like that thing and then I have that family thing. And then it just never, and then you're like, what? And then you're like, well, so I can hang out in October. And I don't know how that happens. I don't know how that happens. Zero idea. But that's why I drink the coffee. That's why I drink the caffeine. I hope you're all having a wonderful summer. I hope that you are thriving and staying cool and hydrated and sunscreened because SPF is very important. And all you youngins listening who are just like waking and baking out in the, you know, not with the smokety smoke, but with the sunnity sun, you know, with that vitamin D, you just need to, cover your skin before you become my age, and you have to laser your skin off your skin to make it look as if it has never seen the sun before. Oh man, I just watched. Have you guys seen that? Amy Schumer just has a new stand-up on Netflix. It's a new Netflix special, and she does a great bit on skin lasers. It's very, very funny. I'm not going to try to recreate the bit because I'm not Amy Schumer nor a stand-up comedian, but the way that she does it is very hilarious. And if you haven't seen it, definitely go watch it. It's delightful. And we'll have you LOLing and cackling as well. You need a perfect combination of not just laughing, but like a cackle, you know? Just a little cackle in there. It's the best way to really appreciate comedy. And but anyway, back to face lasers. Today I'm going to be answering a bunch of questions from the gram, from the Instagram. Because you know what, moving was so exhausting. If you have not listened to my last cold brew that I put out, it was a doozy, you know? It was a doozy. So at this point, I'm like, I would like to just talk with you. I need you to ask me some questions, you know? It's like, I missed therapy from all this moving. So I'm basically, instead of, you know, trying to reschedule with my therapist, I've decided that this is a great alternative. Why pay someone to listen to you when you can go on Instagram and ask people to ask you questions so that you can answer them with all of like your emotional baggage and force them to listen to you? You know, isn't that the modern way? Isn't that why we all podcast, really, just to subject everyone else in the world to our thoughts and opinions and problems? Is it? I don't know. These are just questions. They're not answers. These are just my questions. But back to face lasers. So Amy Schumer does a great bit on face lasers and how that all ties into the why I'm asking, you know, Instagram, you know, questions in like the ask me anything Q&A, whatever you call it, in that little bubble box that you put on your stories. Is one of the questions I've gotten a lot on here is what I do for my skin. And thank you. What a nice thing. I also want to remind you that on Instagram, if you swipe right, it turns your face into a filter called Paris. No idea why it's called Paris, by the way. Zero idea. Like I love like whoever thought of that was just like, Paris. Just like a clean sweep to make everything look real pretty. I have no idea. But that is part of my skincare routine, using that filter. So the Paris filter is one part of my skincare routine. And the other part of my skincare routine is, I think, a mix between being nice to my skin and washing it and also like genetics. I don't know. Like there is an element where that plays into it too. You know what I mean? Like I use all the skin creams. I also wear a lot of sunscreen, but like I'm waiting for the day for it to turn. Like it doesn't necessarily, we don't know if it's going to, but I know that I'm like, it's borrowed time at this point, you know? I'm right at the cusp of like, because people will tell you for a while, like, oh my gosh, you look younger for your age. And then when you get too used to that, which thank you, that's very nice, but I know what's coming. This is all one big setup for the day when someone goes, how old are you? And I go, I'm 36. And they go, yeah, that's what I would have guessed. That's exactly what I would have guessed. That's what's going to happen. It's just one big setup. So I also don't think that it's like necessarily fantastic to constantly kind of get told that you look like younger for your age or like asking about your skin, because one day people are just going to stop. They're going to stop asking. They're not going to have that like, oh, really? Wow. Like that's going to go away and it's going to crush my soul and it's going to make me go, why? Why? Why today? It's just one big setup, which will lead me to face lasers. So I have lasered my face. And if you're like, what is that? It's where you pay a ridiculous amount of money. Well, it's not ridiculous. It's ridiculous for the actual act. You're investing, you're paying a doctor money to put, sometimes they'll put numbing cream on your face. I've had different doctors do different things. One has completely numbed my face and others have not. And I don't know why. I don't know why they're doing the same thing, it seems. But one is choosing to have me have zero pain while the other goes, nope, we don't numb faces here. We just laser. And then I have to be like, yeah, I can do that. Numbing cream? What am I, a wuss? Laser my face. And they use these laser beams to basically burn the top layer of your skin off and all your like melasma and dark spots and sunspots. And then you walk out of there really red and then your whole face turns into like this, like it looks like leathered, like very like, it looks burnt. It looks like toast, you know, but like not toast where you're like, I'd butter that and eat it. But toast, you're like, ah, damn, it just went on a little too long. Just a little too long, you know? So it's that. And then, and it stays like that for a few days. And then by the end of the week, it starts to fall off and peel off in like really annoying little, like it flakes off really. Like, you know, like when you get a Christmas tree, like you can get the regular Christmas tree and you can get the Christmas tree that's flocked, you know, with all the like fake white snow, and it's, they call it flocking. So basically your face is like, it gets flocked. Your face is flocking off for like days. And then when it's done flocking, you're glowing until your face sees the sun again. And then the next, year you gotta, you know, laser and then flock it all over again. But that's my skincare routine, if you wanted to know. And Amy Schumer does a great bit about it. Not my part, but just like the art of lasering in her special. So I highly recommend it. Highly, highly recommend it. With moving and stuff, I've just been definitely watching, catching up on some great stuff. And if you aren't watching Below Deck Sailing Yacht, I mean, Bravo, these shows on Bravo are just like killing it lately. Like Below Deck Sailing Yacht has a fantastic, there's like a love triangle that you, like, I really didn't see this coming. You know, they're only like 3 or 4 seasons in, and this love triangle is like, it's messy. And like, what's her name? Marie Kondo. You also, Marie Kondo, like, I love mess. I love mess. I love Bravo mess. Like, I love it. It's like a warm blanket or like a cooling blanket on a hot day, depending on the weather, you know? It's like one of those little towels that if you work out, and apparently like you put it around your neck and it's supposed to cool you down, and it's a towel that always stays cool. And I don't understand the science behind it, but that feeling of like refreshment, like that refreshing feeling, that's how I feel when there's like an obscenely ridiculous Bravo love triangle. And I know that there's a whole bunch of Below Decks. There's a lot of yachts. And there's various yachts from around the world, but I think Below Deck Sailing Yacht is my favorite. And I would go on a sailing yacht over a yacht. I think a yacht is too big. It's too much. It's too stressful. I don't know why. I'm not going to turn down a yacht hang, but if like someone was like, hey, do you want this like super yacht or this sailing yacht? I think I would do sailing yacht. One, because Captain Glenn is the best. And like, I know better than to invite Captain Glenn to sit down to dinner, because it just messes up everything for the chef and the whole staff. It's just too chaotic. But I want to see Captain Glenn sail the yacht. I really want to see Captain Glenn sail the yacht. So if you're not watching it, highly recommend it. Highly recommend it. And if you find yourself in a position this summer where you are really stressing out about whether to book your vacation on a super yacht or a sailing yacht, if you need advice from someone who is not in a position to be able to do either of those things, let me just tell you, do the sailing yacht. Do the sailing yacht.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems, too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Okay, so I've got some fun questions. One that I'm just excited to be asked this because I really geek out on this stuff. So JD4444, you asked what kind of record player do I have and what are some of my favorite records to play? Oh, I love my record player. Like even in the move, if you listened to last week's episode, then or the 2 weeks ago, you know that there's a lot of things, the important things that you should remember to move. And, you know, they say make sure like electronics, like really important things to you, like, you know, cash, passports, all your, you know, birth certificates, all that stuff. Make sure that you have that with you. And I did forget to leave. I left out some like personal items, which I don't need to revisit that because that was an experience that is now burned in my brain and hopefully burned in yours as well. But one thing that I did make sure to travel with that went right into my car was my record player and like a whole stack of like some of my baby records, like the ones that I listen to all the time. I have a Crosley. I should probably know the make and model. I really don't. It's, you know, it's a pretty one. It has like its own independent speakers. It sounds really nice. But if you've ever thought about just starting to kind of test out if you would even use a record player, you can get those little like suitcasey ones at just those little simple ones from even Urban Outfitters. You know, those are fine. I have an extra one of those that I would keep in my bedroom, you know, when I just wanted to like hear you. Like there's a texture to music when you're listening to a record that I appreciate so much. Like there's a vibration to it. I know that sounds ridiculous, but it is like there. I love this little snap, crackle and pops of a record player. Like when you anticipate the next song, my kids love it. They love being able to go through my records. But I love these and I had never grown up with records. It was actually a friend of mine. She's my manager, Katie. You're probably not listening to this, but if you are, shout out to you. When I got Vampire Diaries, that was her, one of her gifts towards the end of the season. She got me my first record player as well as, a few starter records. And one is still my favorite. It's Patsy Cline Live at the Opry. And it's so fantastic. And it actually like and those are my favorite records. Actually, any live recording is my favorite thing in the whole world. There's this like great thing on this record with Patsy Cline and she sings all the hits and, you know, it's like a radio gig. So there's like, or the Opry, there's like an announcer there who kind of like interviews her a little bit in between the songs. And they left in one of the bits where he's just saying like, oh, you know, Patsy, just saying like, you're so wonderful. And this record's so great. And I hope this record sells like hotcakes. And she's so cute. She goes, well, I hope this record sells like records. And it's just, so, and I love that. And you hear the audience laugh and it's just like, oh, it's so, it makes you feel like you're right there. But I have a lot of those. Like my other one that just gets worn down to death is any Otis Redding record. If you've not gone through like an Otis Redding phase, do yourself a favor. Otis is everything, first of all. But in particular, I love his performance at the Monterey Pop Festival. And it's this like, it was a music festival back in the 60s. And it was put on by the Mamas and the Papas. And this, I mean, this was like the music festival that just like blew the lid off of so many artists, like just sent them out into the universe and into superstardom. Jimi Hendrix, you know, played. Janis Joplin was like a newbie. Like, you can also watch the, there's a documentary about this music festival and I highly recommend it. It's the Monterey Pop Music Festival. And there's this like fantastic bit where like the scene where the documentary filmmakers, like, they're filming Janis Joplin on stage. And this is like one of her like first, like really, really big shows. And it just like snaps to Mama Cass. And Mama Cass is just staring at Janis Joplin with like her jaw to the ground, just as if to be like, who is this person? Where is she? And like, I mean, Janis Joplin put Mama Cass's jaw to the floor. You know what I mean? I mean, it's just, it's perfection. It's so good. This is also like the infamous performance, like one of them where Jimi Hendrix, you know, lights his guitar on fire and plays the Star Spangled Banner. And it's so good. But Otis Redding plays this show. And he's just such a fantastic live performer. And so you can listen to his stuff, even if it's just like Spotify or Apple or whatever. But if you can kind of track down his live recordings, I mean, the energy that he has. And he actually was the first one to record Respect, who then obviously Aretha Franklin would go on to make very, very famous. But Otis Redding unfortunately died. He was 26 or 27. I think he was 26 in a plane crash. And so he was like just getting started, really. Like, he had his whole career ahead of him. It's so, so sad. But God damn it, what a great performer. Like, it's like you can just, you can hear him sweating. Like, not because he's out of breath, but you can just hear like the energy that he brings to a show. So if you are early on in your record collecting days, like, just dive in. It is so fun. It's actually become one of my favorite things to do when I travel too. I'll try to, like, if, you know, if there's room in my suitcase, I'll, you know, that I can delicately kind of put it in. I love like finding record stores from all over the world, or, you know, records from all over the world. And it's just so much fun, but especially if you can find live recordings, it melts your heart. Melts your heart.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, From Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Oh my goodness. All right, I just scrolled and came across. Oh my God, Claire Green. Hey, Claire. You ask, as a girl about to enter her 30s, please give me some tips and reassurance that it's okay. What? Okay, first of all, your 30s are freaking awesome. And terrible, but like awesome in a lot of ways. At least like I'm really enjoying the later half of my 30s. I feel like the start of your 30s are a little nerve-wracking because you start to know better. You know what I mean? So you like, as a teenager, you know nothing. And then you kind of get to the later teens and you go like, actually, I do know something. And the something that you know is just like there's like this bizarre little emotional intelligence that like the world hasn't completely, you know, forced its way on your entire identity. And you're kind of like holding on to like this magic thing of possibility. And like you believe in the magic a little bit still in life. And then you get into your 20s. And you really know nothing. And you're kind of like just out there really embracing it all. Because also, I want to keep it in mind, when your brain is not even fully formed. Like I've said this on other podcast episodes, but like go look at the science. And I know there's going to be someone out there who goes like, no, there's something else that says it's not true. But like the part of your brain that is in charge of decision making isn't fully formed until like 25, like late 20s, generally, you know, 25 for women, a little bit later for men. And so there is a grace to these like early 20s. If we can just give ourselves that grace, and that also helps us understand like why we're also see the world in this kind of like dreamy, like endless opportunity and possibility state. And then the goal after that becomes to like try to hold on and retain a little bit of that, because it gets really scary when you start to know better. And when you have like responsibilities and, you know, there's a little bit more foundation for your decision-making to stand on, where you're like, I'd rather just turn this into a trampoline, but no, it's a pretty sturdy foundation of the things that I know. and then all of a sudden you start to realize as you hit your early 30s that you know more than you think you know, and you start looking backwards. And you start kind of reflecting a lot more and just kind of like, you know, there's a shift from your early to late 20s. There's a really beautiful shift that I feel like I'm at the start of in my, you know, mid to late 30s, in which it's just kind of like swimming in the grace of it all in like a peaceful way. Like I feel like, you know, when you're able to like lay on your back in the ocean and you're like supported by like the buoyancy of the salt water, like that's what I feel like the late 30s is feeling like. Like there's just like this calm knowing and like support of grace within that. And so Claire, your 30s are gonna be fucking awesome. They really, really will. Just make room for them to be, you know, that's the one thing I would say. Make room for those moments. Okay, Lexi Balas asked, what is my way of handling rejection? Great question, Lexi. I do not like rejection. I don't know anyone that does. It's really just trying to convince myself otherwise. I have a fantastic interview coming out this week, actually, with an actress named Candace Nicholas Lipman. And she's fantastic. She's also a spoken word artist and performer. And she's on a show called Blind Spotting out right now. If you have Stars, watch it. It's fantastic. Season 2 out. If you don't have Stars, then get it temporarily. Go watch it. It's fantastic. But we talk a lot about that in particular in this week's episode of A Super Boom Podcast, handling rejection and kind of listening to the outside voices versus the inside voices of yourself. And so I'm just going to direct you to that. I don't want to give away too much. I'm just going to direct you right there. And that leads really, you know, sadly but beautifully into what will be our kind of last little question of the day. But Evangelia Kisa, you said that your boyfriend broke up with you and you're totally lost and you're wondering how you get over it. It was your first serious relationship. Well, and you know, that also can turn into, are you going to view it as a form of rejection, or are you going to take it, I think, as an experience that you can learn from? Evangelia, there were so many questions asking about breakups and separation and divorce within this Q&A. So, you know, I think it comes down to making sure, I mean, there's going to be certain ways, like how do you take care of yourself, which will always be, in my opinion, community. You know, you have to understand people, your loved ones cannot read your mind. So you have to reach out to them sometimes. And that does not mean that they're not good at supporting you. It's just people are also busy in their lives and they are not mind readers. So if you are hurting, it's okay to pick up the phone and ask for help. There's nothing wrong with that. There is so much strength and beauty in that act alone. You just have to feel your feelings. So make sure you allot a certain amount of time where you are feeling your feelings, or you're crying, or you're laughing, or you're angry, and trust that the people who are there showing up for you are showing up for you because they love you. So when they make that space for you, be okay with taking up some of that space to just sit there and feel your feelings. And when you're ready to step through that space, because it's not climbing necessarily always climbing out. It's not digging through. It's, you just have to kind of, you have to walk, you have to just let it pass through you. And once you feel that sense of, start to feel that sense of release and relief, I think it's taking a step back and acknowledging that this is, you know, we do not live in a life where everything is good all the time. We do not live in a life where everything is bad all the time. There will be bad days and there will be good days. And you can honor those really happy days that you had. You know, you say this was your first love, and that can still be a really sweet, beautiful memory that you keep. And you can also acknowledge the hurt and the pain that was experienced too. And you can allow both to be true. And you can learn from both of those experiences. And there's always ice cream and rom-coms and long walks and podcast episodes and regrettable haircuts and you know, that special little dress that you actually does make you feel good when you go out with your friends for the first time. There's always something funny that happens. There will always be something that makes you laugh again. And when you laugh again, sit in that moment too. Feel that feeling too, because it comes around eventually. Don't let it go by too fast. Well, this podcast episode, I hope didn't feel too quick. I hope it felt just right. I appreciate you guys hanging out with me on these fun Monday mornings or whenever you listen to me, but please take care of yourselves. Have a wonderful week. Enjoy A Super Bloom Podcast with Candace Nicholas Lippman. My episode out on Thursday. I cannot tell you enough. Like, my heart is so full from this conversation. I don't want to spoil it. I don't want to spoil it. So I'm just going to say, enjoy it. Listen to it. Take care of yourself this week. And until next time.
This has been A Super Bloom Podcast, hosted by me, Candace Kane, produced by Melissa D. Montz and Diamond Imprint Productions, and advertisement partnerships with Acast.